Unfiltered, hosted by Rob Rude, Kyle Lewis. It is time for a special edition of Flames Unfiltered. And this episode is going to be a little different. We are going to talk Calgary Flames hockey collectibles, what we like to collect, some of the cool stuff we found over the years, and maybe some what we wish we had enough money to collect.
It's a long list.
It is a long list.
Well, yeah, considering how much inventory there's between the two of us, where do we even begin with a topic like this?
You know, I think we probably have our big one. Yours being game used jerseys, which is quite a bit cooler than mine. I don't know what year I started doing it. Tried to collect every Theron Fleury hockey card out there. Do you know how many there is?
Oh, probably 1,000.
That's what I thought.
A few hundred for sure.
That's what I thought. There's actually 2,634 cards of Theron Fleury out there.
Wow. It's funny. I'm looking at one on my wall in a frame with a bunch of other great Flames, and it actually lists them on that card as a center, which I find so strange.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. Very odd.
Oh, I did it just, well, when I was a kid, you know, I mean, geez, you got to remember the time frame that I started watching Flames hockey. Like, he was the deal, right? So started collecting some of his cards, and one thing grew to another. And then once I got into adult life and actually had some money, I started kind of doing a little bit more organized. I'm over 1,000. I'm about halfway to all of them. I will never have all of them because some of them sell for, they're one of ones that sell for like $8,000-$9,000 a card.
Crazy.
I may do that in retirement, not now. I don't know. I miss collecting cards like a kid, like we did when we were kids. You probably never got to experience it just because it was already insane when you were a kid. But now it's even more insane. But I mean, when I was a kid, I'd go to the Valley Dairy, which is like a convenience store back in the day, and it was 25 cents a pack, and you got 15 cards, and I mean, you just were happy with what you got, right?
It's so crazy to think about now, especially when you see like what the young guns go for, like rookie cards on eBay and that kind of thing.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, but I have some cool cards. Like I have like 3 Ray Bourque rookies. I have, because that was right in the era where I was really, really collecting a ton. I have some really cool old cards, and I guess somewhat old cards, and I don't know, like then it went into collecting Flames cards because that was my favorite team. So you know, you get those cards, and one thing leads to another, and then when packs started getting expensive, I quit buying packs. Now I don't buy packs at all, unless I'm with my little girl who likes to collect cards, so I'll buy her packs. But now it's mostly I search out the cards I need, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I at one point was trying to collect a card for every Flames player, and that's a little difficult. I've probably got,
there's a lot.
Yeah, I probably got 300, I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I kind of gave up on that task because it was just it would be never ending, right?
It'd be never ending, but it would be, you could probably do it a hell of a lot cheaper than I'm doing it though.
It depends. I mean, some of that stuff, like, it could be expensive to ship too if you don't want to get all bent, right? So probably the coolest card I might have, I'd have to go through them again, but like I have a Matthew Tkachuk Young Guns card, which is fairly valuable now and will certainly be more so in the future. But yeah, I mean, on the card side, that's, I'd have to go through them honestly. I've got quite a few, but as you know, most of my cool collectibles are in my jerseys.
Well, let's go into that. So you got me a game worn jersey, and like I remember when I first met you, like, and you said you collect game used jerseys, and I was like, oh boy, this is something that with Kyle and I being friends, I need to steer clear of this addiction because I'm afraid it would overtake me, because I'm compulsive about when I buy something, I want to have everything. So fill me in, like, tell me, what was your first jersey?
The first game worn I had was Jeff Cowan's rookie home jersey, 1 of 1. It's beat to hell. It's got blood stains on it and rips and everything else. And years later, i.e. 3 years ago, I met him when he was head coach of the St. John's Sea Dogs, and he signed the jersey for me. So that's pretty cool. But that was the first, and that's where the habit really started. I got it really cheap. It was like, I don't know, $150 on eBay or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, you'd pay that for a decent replica these days.
Absolutely. So where do you find most of your jerseys?
A lot of them on eBay, a lot of them in the trader groups, like on Facebook Marketplace and places like that. There's a lot of groups dedicated to that. So eBay initially, but a lot of times people will list them on eBay, but you can actually buy them a little bit cheaper through the groups. eBay is just kind of like a backup plan for everybody. You can find them pretty well anywhere now. And of course you can buy them from the Flames as well when they have the jersey sale every year.
Let's talk about that this week. I believe we'll be releasing this, and this Saturday, June 14th is the equipment sale.
Which is actually separate from the jersey sale.
It is. Yeah. The equipment sale is separate now. They used to be the same though, right?
I'm not sure, to be honest. I've never been to the actual sale, and I've got stuff from it. My pants, my socks, one of my helmets, all that stuff came from the Flames equipment sale, and it's pretty cheap too, actually.
It is. It's crazy how reasonable you can get stuff at that sale. So that's awesome. Yeah. So if you're in Calgary, check that out. But back to the game worn stuff. So one thing led to another, and you just started acquiring. What's your total at now?
20, 21, somewhere in there. Two Denny Gauthiers from 02-03 and 03-04. An 05-06 Chuck Kobisu with the 25th anniversary patch. Vesa Toskala's only retro Flames jersey. Corey Sarich, white flags. Rob McGeer, white flags, which I think was the last one he wore as a Flame. Mike Camilleri's only home playoff jersey, which is really cool. Dave Lowry, Blasty. And Trevor Lewis, I've got 7 of his jerseys. 5 of them, 4 of them are Flames, I guess. I'm still trying to acquire his Blasty one, but the guy doesn't want to part with it. So I'm definitely forgetting a few. Matthew Lombardi's playoff jersey of 2004. That thing is beat to hell. That's a really cool one. I actually bought that from a buddy here in town, and that's one I'll likely never part with.
Wow. That's a rare one.
Yeah, the thing is, game-worn jerseys, too, the more wear they have, the more they're worth. On the non-game-worn side, I've got 2 signed Gaudreau jerseys. One was a gift from John's Uncle Jim. And then the other one, I found it online, I think, 3 years ago. And then now, since the Hockey Heroes Weekend, I actually have a signed Giordano jersey that says 2019 Norris Trophy winner on it, and took a picture with him with the jersey. And that's a pretty cool collectible. That's going to wind up in a frame as well.
I do have a few autographed jerseys. I've got a Monahan jersey. I've got nice. 2 Theron Fleury jerseys that I got in person in 1992.
Oh, wow.
I got a home and away, and that was really cool to get. I've got a Robin Regier autograph jersey. I feel like I'm missing one, but those are the ones that, let's put it, those are the ones on my wall behind me. Those are fun to display.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, jerseys are pretty, it's pretty cool. Like I said, it's a very addictive habit. I'm in the process of attempting to downsize my collection a bit because I just have way too many. So some of those will be listed more so for sale than trade, but trades are always cool too in the game worn community. You never know what somebody's looking for. And sometimes it can be the most obscure player as well.
So what's your one that you would, I mean, what's your main jersey you'd love to have? Like, what's your crown jewel?
Probably a Drew McGinley game worn. A few years ago, I actually saw the one that he scored his 50th goal in against Chicago, that Blasty from 01-02. This was quite a few years ago now. It was on eBay. He was still active at the time. It was like $2,500. And that same jersey now is worth well over 10 grand. So, yeah. That would have been cool, but I didn't have the cash at the time.
Seems like that's how it works, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you? Like, what player or what era? Like, what would be a game worn you'd want to have?
You know, anything from that 89 Cup run, whether it be a Fleury or a Roberts or a McInnes. I always really liked Alan McInnes. I'd love to have that. I know me and you have mentioned it many times. From the 04 era, I'd love to have a Donovan jersey. I really liked him. You know, but pretty much, I mean, that Lowry one you got's pretty special. That would be a cool one. Just anything from those key eras that we really, you know, one thing I guess I'd really love was it would be anything Mika Kiprusoff. I watch these guys and I can't believe I haven't ventured into this yet either, but the guys who collect game worn goalie masks and
that's an expensive.
Yeah, I mean, some of the stuff that's out there is just amazing, and I can't imagine having a display of those in your house. That would be something cool, but anything in that Fleury, Kiprusoff, Iginla, Regier, Al MacInnis. So those would be the key items for me.
Yeah, I could see that. Actually, there's a Dave Lowry game worn available not too long ago. It was a white captain's jersey from, that would have been 2001-02, because he was stripped of the captaincy in the beginning of 2003. It went for big money too. I think it was in Germany. I think it was a seller in Germany that had it, and it was pretty tempting. But yeah, that was a captain's jersey is a pretty cool find. I do have a Michael Backlund game worn with the 100th NHL patch on it. Yeah, and I got that for like $400 at the time.
That's a pretty special one though. That's one you're gonna have to.
Well, he could wind up being the all-time leader in games played too, right? So that's
very, very well. And will probably be, I don't know. I mean, that's probably an argument for another show, but I mean, his number would maybe be discussed as a retired number too. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, possibly. I mean, the offensive numbers just aren't there, but I mean, when you consider Chris Neal's number got retired in Ottawa, anything is.
We don't want to go down that road. We do not want to go down that road. One thing game use that I've got over the years, and I didn't get them because I was collecting them. I got them because of accident, and I love them. But in the early 2000s, and I'm still friends with them today. I was friends with the lineman Thor Nelson in the National Hockey League, and he would. You know, it was a little different back then compared to now with game use pucks. I know game use pucks are tracked and registered right away and sold by the team or whatever. And I have recently got a couple. I got a Flames Rangers and a Flames Flyers one here, and just because I wanted some with the trackers in it. You know, I thought that was cool. But in the early 2000s, he would bring me pucks all the time. Like, you know, they would take them. Like, they could take pucks or whatever. And
yeah.
He was so cool in our community. He would go to junior hockey games and he'd always bring a bag of pucks of different ones he got through that month or whatever and hand them out to little kids. But he always knew that I liked the Flames ones, so he'd stop by my work and drop a puck off from time to time. And I remember he got me one from the Stanley Cup Finals in 2009 against Chicago when Iginla had scored. And that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that is really cool. I've got a few pucks as well. A couple of game used pucks, and probably the coolest one I have, I got in a case actually, was one that Johnny Gaudreau had shot over the glass during during morning practice in the 2015 playoffs. And my buddy Rob put my Flames jacket on, pretended to be security to get into the lower bowl and get the puck for me. So, and it was pretty cool too, because years later, just this past January, I got to show Jim Gaudreau that puck and tell him the story, and he thought it was pretty cool. So, apart from that, I've got two of Trevor Lewis's helmets. I got a couple of his sticks. I'm trying to think what else. There's so many things, right? Like collecting is a really dangerous thing to do because it can take over your house and take over your bank account and get pretty out of control. But
you know what? It's fun. And I got a couple game use stuff too with. Equipment wise, I got a pair of Fleury skates.
That's cool.
I don't remember what year it was, but yeah, it was back in the early pedestal jersey days. But I got his skates. I don't have a helmet. I need helmets. What else? I got sticks. I got a Craig Conroy. I got a Nystrom.
Oh, nice.
I'm missing somebody. I'm missing somebody else on a stick. I got a couple more sticks I can't think of right now. But yeah, just it's fun getting those things too. I remember when you got your Trevor Lewis helmets. I thought they were really cool.
Yeah, they won't fit on my head. His head is so small, or mine is so big. I'm not sure which, but yeah, a Blasty helmet and a red home helmet. So it's pretty cool. Yeah, I feel like there's stuff that I'm forgetting too, like stuff that either I've had or still have somewhere. But yeah, it's like I say, it's quite a hobby to get into. I think we'd both like to hear too what other people have out there that they want to share, like, you know, on our social media. Tell us what you guys have as well. There's tons and tons of it out there, and stuff that you just forget about, or players you forget about, and it's quite a habit.
So, like, outside of like the collectible items or other things we collect, one of the things in Calgary Flames that I have an excessive amount of is hats. I have so many Flames hats, it's not even funny. But I want to tell a story about one of them, and you maybe got one too. But in 04, when we were in that run, you know, getting anything from that run was just fun. And I remember after we beat San Jose in the conference finals, I remember immediately hopping on the computer and ordering the conference finals hat. And
oh, that's cool.
And you know, there's all kinds of pictures with Aginla wearing that hat on the ice, and you know, you still see him today with players wearing that hat. And I have that hat, and I remember, you know, it was just one of those. And you know how some hats fit better than others? That one didn't fit me. It was very good at all, so I hardly ever wore it. So it's been sitting in my house ever since 04. But yeah, it's funny how many Flames hats have come and gone, and sweatshirts have come and gone. But yeah, it's
and a lot of those too.
You know, there's all kinds of things that not just in the you know, the game used or the sports cards, or there's all kinds of other things that people collect. And I got a buddy of mine who collects pennants, like old, remember the old like triangle pennants that you used to buy when you were a little kid, and you
go to, yep, like,
can you even get them anymore? I never see them anymore.
I don't know. I had some years ago, but I'm not sure if they're still around or not.
He collects those, and he's a big Montreal Canadiens fan, so he's got a boatload of Canadiens, but he has a lot of Flames ones too. And I was over at his place one time, and he showed me about 15 or 20 different Flames ones he has. But he collects everything hockey and pennants, and he's got Kansas City Scouts ones and Cleveland Baron ones and old Nordique ones. And it's crazy how many of those are out there if you go search too. And pretty much, I mean, anything's collectible, right?
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And actually, I don't think of hats, but I've got a few hats anyway. But the coolest one I have is a Blasty one that I bought at the Saddle Dome last year that you can only buy at the Saddle Dome. That's by far my favorite. I'm actually a little afraid to wear it because I don't want to wear it out, but it's got like the big embossed Blasty in black and then the smaller logo, and it's a really cool hat. And I've got probably three or four others, I would say. But the pennants, I forgot about those. Yeah, it's funny you bring that up because I haven't seen one in quite a few years now.
I know, I haven't either. And I remember like when I was a little kid, and I know this is aging me and making me sound way old, but I mean, that was like when you went to a sporting event, you got a program and you got a pennant.
Yeah.
And now like you can't even get a damn program anymore. That's another thing that I have a lot of. Oh yeah, I forgot about that collection. I used to always, when I'd go to any sporting event, I would grab a program. Do you remember Blaze magazine for the Flames?
yeah you still see them floating around for sale every now and again.
I've got a pile of them. I remember at one, I got Valerie Bure is on the cover.
He was great. I've got my ticket stub from Drum McGinley's retirement night against the Wild, so that's in a frame along with the t-shirts they gave out that night and an autographed photo I have of Jerome. And I got to do the same thing with my Kiprusoff one, actually. But the Kiprusoff one, I don't have a ticket stub because I don't do ticket stubs anymore, unfortunately.
Does that not piss you off? Because that really pisses me off. Because I've got when I first started going to NHL games, I collected every ticket stub that I had. And now they don't have them anymore. So the last however many games I've went to that there is no stub, it just irritates me. It irritates me. It irritates me for concerts that I don't get a stub anymore.
Yeah, I was just thinking that. I had a bunch from like Motley Crue concerts and stuff like that and all that stuff. Yeah. Passe.
It was fun, right? And now technology has screwed that over. So Oh, so what is, let's, before we go here, let's talk about what is our, what is your favorite item that you have in your collection of flame stuff?
That's really tough. Probably my Trevor Lewis reverse retro pedestal game worn, because it is a truly one of one. There was no others made. He never wore any others. It cost me far more than it should have, but that's the way the game goes sometimes, right? That's a really, really cool one, because obviously we share a last name. And up there with that would be that Lombardi jersey I mentioned. Just to have a piece of that cup run is just so, so cool. And you often wonder if any of those guys ever wonder where, you know, where their jerseys wound up, or who has them, or that kind of thing, right?
I know. I've thought of that a lot of times as, you know, as a fan. Like, if I was a player, you know, we always have that in our head. But if I was a player, I'd want a lot of my game. I'd want some of the special game worn jerseys. And I wonder, do players search them out? Do they find them?
Mike McKenna does. He's got, he was trying to, because he played with a lot of teams, he's been trying to get one of his jerseys from each team he played for, and I think he's still missing a few, but there's been a lot of people on social media trying to help him out and track those jerseys down over the years.
Yeah.
And you think about it too, remember the cards they released where they had like the little patch or little piece of jersey?
I have a whole bunch of them. I just got one with Doug Gilmore and Theron Fleury, part of each of their jerseys.
Can you believe they destroyed jerseys to do that? Isn't that terrible? You think about it?
I've always wondered, did they actually, are they really jerseys? I mean, do we know that? I mean,
best not go down that road, I guess.
You know, I always look at those and I'm always like, I wonder.
Yeah, best not to think about it like so many other things in life.
Oh, here's another thing before we go, we can talk about, and I'll give you my favorite. Have you seen, there's a company called Second String, I believe it's called. Let me pull it up here as we talk. They do unbelievable stuff with, Second String Leather Company. They buy like old goalie pads and then they make them into like wallets, and it's unreal. It's absolutely unreal. I saw they had a set of old Mike Vernon pads that they had made into wallets and golf head covers and things like that. And they for big dollars, but really cool there too. So there's all kinds of things out there. Probably my favorites, probably my Flames jerseys I got signed by Fleury, and I believe it was 96, the last year of the Jets. That was 96. Up in Winnipeg, I got a home and away signed by him in the hotel lobby, and it was a fun experience and one thing when you know, I'll always have in my collection. So
yeah, that's awesome.
All kinds of stuff.
Yeah, well, you kind of got me thinking there too when you mentioned goalie pads. I actually just pulled this card out. So Mike Vernon from his second run in Calgary. For whatever reason, I love those pads.
I remember
like the black, the yellow. Yeah, like the black, the yellow, and the red. And people tell me too that the crest on that jersey, it's the same size as it's always been, but it looks so much bigger on that white canvas. So that's one of my favorites.
Huh.
Now I'm looking like Roman Turek gear and Rick Tabarachi, and that's cool.
You remember Trevor, or not Trevor? Do you remember Trevor Kidd's leg pads? I will never forget those. They were like red with the Flames going up them, and but it was like, I don't know, there you go.
Those ones.
Yeah, he had some really cool equipment. Oh, he was always really decked out, really cool.
This is why, with the dragon helmet, this is why it pays to watch us on YouTube, because you can see cool stuff sometimes.
Yeah.
Other than our ugly mugs, right?
That's right. Once in a while we have something cool to show.
Oh man, goalie gear is just the coolest. I wish it wasn't so expensive.
I know. Like, could you imagine if you could like collect gold? Like, how cool would it be to have a goalie mask from all the Flames goalies over the years? Wow.
I saw a video of Curtis Joseph showing off his goalie mask, including his Flames one. I'm like, oh, I want that, but I could never ever afford that, nor would I want to afford it necessarily.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's crazy. There's all kinds of things to collect, and it's part of being a fan, right?
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's like any addiction. You got to try and manage it.
That's right. All right, Flames fans. Well, thanks for joining Kyle and I on this episode of Flames Unfiltered, an abbreviated episode. It is the summer. It is the off season, and we're going to be doing these non-typical episodes throughout parts of the summer. We'll sprinkle in some regular episodes as we go. And have a good week, Flames fans. Enjoy the summer weather, and we will be back talking Flames hockey next week.
Forward to it. I can't get out my head. Lifestyle ambitions day to day. Kissing Colorado. I went to the dark man. He tried to give me a little medicine. I'm like, nah, man, that's fine. I'm not against those methods, but I knew it's me, myself, and I. This gonna be fixed in my mind.
Thanks for listening to Flames Unfiltered with Brad Giroux and Kyle Lewis, your source for unfiltered Calgary Flames hockey talk. Keep it locked on flamesunfiltered.ca. Subscribe where you get all your podcasts to never miss an episode. Flames Hockey Talk every week, presented by Inside Edge Hockey Media Group.